Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of July 2018, and this is the 846th Mole Out Loud, I think. I'm going to have to check that, but that's what I think it is. I'm supposed to be walking out with a friend tonight, but it's blowing a gale and it's raining and it's really pitch dark, and I haven't been out all day since early morning. It's been a bit really indoors kind of a day, but there's certainly been quite a lot going on in the house. My neighbour has been having double glazing put into her skylight, and so there's been a lot of banging and knocking about, and I've had someone to help me with the heavier housework today, so that's been fantastic. Not very heavy housework, but just even vacuuming, which I can't do at the moment, she was able to do, and she's a very lovely presence to have in the house. And just now, a friend came round and got the light going in my kitchen. So all round, it's been rather a good day for the house. And it's amazing having light in the kitchen. I mean, in some ways, I slightly miss the lamp glowing. The fluorescent light is quite bright. But it does mean that you can see into all the corners, which is what I need to do in a kitchen, really. It did have to be a temporary arrangement to do it by lamp. I've got no excuse anymore not to wash up at night. And, it's good to be able to see everything. I'm still waiting for the plumber to ring me because of my plumbing problem at the moment. But after that, I do feel much better with the light fixed in the kitchen. I think there's something about things going wrong in the house that I can begin to feel a bit overwhelmed, even if they're not big, just the logistics of getting them fixed, and I guess the cost, but usually it's just it's about the logistics of organising someone to come round and being here, and that sense of inevitable decay and the difficulty of upkeep. So any small move in the direction of getting things fixed feels like a major achievement. It's been a good day apart from that as well. Well, not apart from, as well as getting those things done, or that thing for me done. It's felt like a day with a bit of breathing space, and so I've been able to think a bit more about my retreat next week. I won't be podcasting next week. I will be up in Sydney, well, in Woi Woi, at Wagstaff Point. I'm going up to Wagstaff Point on a bay by the sea and writing with friends. So it'll be a really lovely week ahead of me. Planning what I need to do for that. And I also feel as if in the planning of that, which is really quite different from what I'm doing with my writing, I can allow it to compost a little bit. I did quite a lot of writing last night, and so I feel as if I've fed myself and fed the novel as well, and that there's plenty to be going on subterraneously while I potter about doing these planning or more practical things. I do hope that you too have been able to engage with whatever it is that is most important to you. I hope that you have been able to get a glimpse of the outside, even if it's just a peek from the safety of inside. I was lucky enough to get some quite good weather earlier on, so I had breakfast on my stoop and did my qigong outside before the wind came up and whilst it was still sunny. So I did get a bit of fresh air, but really it was pretty minimal. Tomorrow is very windy again, so I'm not sure whether I'm going to be able to bicycle over to my pop-up curry place. I might just have to play it by ear. The symbol on the website is for wind, which usually means that it's above 50 kilometres. So it may not be practical. We'll see. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.